This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Swain Event, welcome back. Hour three. I want to apologize. This is why I'm apologizing. Because members of the Negaval community, I'm sorry, I'm not in your group. Members of the sheep community, I'm sorry, I'm not in your group. I'm not in neither one of y'all's groups. I'm not going to get in here and pump the company's message. I'm not doing that. Nor am I going to get on here and not give Butch Jones credit when he deserves it. And it's a time to defend him, and it's sometimes a time to question what he does. And I'm willing to do both of them, unlike a lot of people around here.
You're a bit of a libertarian, a bit of a moderate when it comes to Tennessee coverage, it seems.
Unlike a lot of former players on the radio, they ain't going to do it. They used to, but that doesn't fit the job description now. And, hey, I understand. It's business, whatever. But I'm not on either side. Either side. Something good happens. Hey, look, that's something good. Something bad happens. Look, something bad. That's fair across the board.
I mean, it's the best way to cover Tennessee. You just call balls and strikes with whatever it is.
That's it.
Yeah. Give them credit where it's due and criticize them when they deserve it.
Was there just a baseball reference?
That's right. That's how we do it, man.
I guess, man.
We're talking baseball. That's right.
How about that? I'm shocked. The hairs just stood up on my body.
I'm not gonna be buddy-buddy. And like if I was buddy-buddy, I would still tell you the truth. Because that's what a buddy is for. You guys know that off the air. Y'all worked with me for some short time. And I tell you guys the truth. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Sorry. Because I care about y'all. And I care about Tennessee. And so I don't tell the truth about everything because I don't want Tennessee to get in trouble. I'll be honest. There's some things I ain't going to say because it'll get Tennessee in trouble. I'm not going to do that. But when it comes to X's and O's, yeah, man. Call it kind of like I see it. Sorry if you don't like that. If you want to only hear one side, there's places you can go for just straight negative talk all the time. There's places you can go straight positive, all spin. I'm not either one of them. That's not how I do it. I've never done it that way. Never will. Let's get to Knox and Mike. Knox and Mike, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up? Hey, let me give you my opinion on this starter, no starter. I'll just give you my opinion and why it directly ties in just my feelings in general. I'll give you an example of how I look at this. If me and you and your other two co-hosts, and that makes four of us, right? So if we were all... We were the four safeties competing for the job over there,
mm-hmm.
and the coach came out and said, you know what, guys, none of y'all are going to be labeled to starter. We're just going to play, you know, we're going to go through each one of y'all four. Well, you know, if you take a deeper look into it, that doesn't make anyone strive for perfection. I mean, I think it stunts your growth, because if he was to come out and say, okay, Swain, you're going to be our starter, and that gives me and the other two guys something to aim for. It gives us a purpose. It gives us examples of what we need to do and what we need to watch that you do, that you go out there and do, so we can make ourselves better. If you just come out and say, you know what, you poor guys, we're just going to draw straws on this Saturday, and which one of you get the shorter straw, you know, you're going to go in first or go in last. That doesn't give any of us an example of what to do better. And that's just where it bothers me, man. Yeah. I'll get off here. I'm working up here in Bristol today, man. I just want to call in and say that.
Well, be careful, Knox and Mike. Be careful. Thanks for the phone call. Again, the first and foremost thing is if everyone buys into that, then it doesn't matter.
If everyone buys into that,
and for that to happen, that means you are 100% selfless. Which is not realistic in college football. I'm sorry, you may want to hear that, but again, these guys have been recruited for 24 months, 36 months, and it's all been all about them, what we can do for you and how you're going to do this, and this is your goal, and you. And then when you get to school, it now becomes more about the team, but you're going to have some type of selfishness to you. That's okay. That's okay to have a little bit of selfishness to you.
It's human nature.
It's human nature. So it's hard to have a group of guys that are 100% selfless. That's first. That's tough. Think about this. Think about if you are told the first day of class, teacher comes in, he's like, she or he comes in, you have a test this date. Here's your midterm. You better study your butt off. I'm not going to tell you what to study, but you just better know all the material. Better know it. You better know all the material. And then the day of the test, you come in, and the teacher says, hey, guys, just let y'all know, man, it's an open book test. Open book test. Good luck. How would you feel? Like, really? I did all this work. All this work.
I'm pumped.
All this work. And listen, you are prepared. That's cool, whatever. But all this work, you kind of did it. Kind of did for nothing. That would be a little weird. And that's could potentially happen. Like, you work like a starter. You've been working with the starters. But you go and you look at your snaps after the game, and it's second team snaps. That could be an issue. That could. Now, let's not sit here and pretend like the players are going to be like, oh, okay, I'm only getting 30 snaps a game. I'm happy with that because it's 100% about the team. That's great if you're winning. But the moment you lose, now it becomes the issue. And that's what I'm monitoring. And again, I'll say it again for the 35th time. If the players buy in, it doesn't matter. Then it's great. It's awesome. It's a great coaching job by Butch Jones. That he can make 85 guys believe that you work hard, you work your tail off in practice. Everything you can do in practice, you know, it determines your playing time. But you shouldn't worry about starting. Don't worry about that first drive. Just worry about the second through the end. If everyone's like, yeah, I buy into that, think awesome, cool, whatever. We'll see Tennessee win more games than the experts have predicted. And that's great. That's what we all want. But if you're watching the game and going, why's that dude in there? But that dude's not in there. Why is he not in there? What's going on here? And then it's not successful, then you're gonna know why. And that's the reason why I'm laying this out now. So you'll know now. And it's not a secret. It's not a secret. People who play this game, people who play sports, you understand too. And it's not negative. It's looking at both sides. Again, I don't understand how you think that's negative at all. 865-337-7615. Well, ESPN has taken a lump the last couple days, man. One of their star radio show hosts arrested for being asleep in someone's place that they didn't know who he was, and he was that drunk. Talking about Ryan Rosillo, who does a really good job of basketball coverage.
Was drunk and naked.
He was
in someone else's condo.
He was having a good time.
One usually follows the other.
In Jackson, Wyoming. Interesting.
Jackson Hole? Up at there near the National Park.
Well, I mean, ESPN has had a tough 2 weeks.
Try to get drunk, see some buffalo, run around naked. Huh? Why not? Just human nature.
I guess he thought if you do it in Wyoming, no one would know. Wow. Hour three continues. Be right back.
Hour three of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week and you'll notice a difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a Chocolate Gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious, the healthy alternative to fast food.
Don't forget the peanut butter.
Let Dead End Barbecue take some of the heat out of your summer with Dead End Barbecue Catering. It is a $10 per person, all-inclusive summer special that is good through August. For $10 a person, you get one meat, two sides, bread, sauce, dessert, drinks, and all your disposables. Restrictions apply. Call catering sales manager Leah Harville at 865-414-9417 for more info. That's 865-414-9417. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P6311, plus tax activities. Subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with a preferred CD. For details.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Just give me all the bacon and eggs you have. Wait, wait. I worry what you just heard was give me a lot of bacon and eggs. What I said was give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
Josh Smith is one of my favorite players on this team. When I talk to Vol fans off the air, for some reason, people don't realize how athletic Josh Smith is. They don't know. Unfortunately, it's that reverse stereotype. Josh, if you didn't know this, he's white. He plays wide receiver. So the perception,
just like Ben,
perception is if you're white, you play receiver, then you're a possession receiver. You just got really good hands, and that's it. That's not Josh Smith. Josh Spence has always been one of the fastest guys on the team. You want me to highlight some athletic plays that if Josh was a different skin color, you would have kind of expected? Remember that fourth down and seven against Georgia 2015?
Yeah, in the middle of that comeback, Tennessee was down 20-21, I think, at that point.
If that play is not made, Tennessee ain't winning that game.
Nope.
Ran away from the secondary.
It was fourth down and seven. Josh Dobbs threw it high and behind Josh Smith, which is one of the toughest catches to make, is the back shoulder and back hip catch. Because you have to turn your body and your eyes around. You got to flip your eyes and your body around. Catch the ball. Most of the time, guys just stop and catch it and fall down because you're so worried about the catch. This is how, let me just point out how athletic that play was. Josh Smith ran a dig route, crossing route, whatever, in traffic, which means you are expecting contact. You're expecting it. You're expecting to get hit. The ball was high and behind him. He jumped up, caught the ball, and as soon as his foot touched the ground, he accelerated and exploded like he was thrown out of a cannon and separated away from defensive backs and scored a touchdown. Like, I don't think people realize how athletic a play that was. Like, if a brother's doing that, if a black dude's doing that, it's like, oh, yeah, you expect that, whatever. But Josh Smith is as athletic as any brother I've seen play receiver at Tennessee. Josh Smith is athletic as heck. Go look at that play. Go back and look at that play. 2015, fourth down and seven. Josh Smith catches that pass and accelerates to the end zone. You want to know what that play reminds me of? When you are in the weight room and you're doing box jumps. When you're doing consecutive box jumps. Or you're doing jump squats. When you're bounding, hitting the ground, getting off really fast. Hitting the ground, get off really fast. You see that with basketball players. They get a rebound, they jump up, they grab it, they come back down, and they get right back up and they slam it down. That's what Josh Smith did. He jumped up, caught the ball, hit the ground, and accelerated to the end zone. Possession receivers, quote, possession receivers are not doing that. Josh Smith is super athletic. But here's the issue. Josh Smith has been injury prone. Oh, you want another example of Josh Smith athleticism? How about that Arkansas State game in 2014 where he leaped over a defender?
He's done it a couple of times.
Yeah, that was the first. He's done it one more time since.
He leaped over a defender. Is there what possession receiver is doing that with no athletic ability or limited athletic ability? Josh Smith is a freaking athlete. Dude is fast.
He's fast, but he has hands too. It's the athleticism plus the speed plus the hands that he has.
Probably the best route runner on our football team. Now, some really good news about Josh Smith that, hey, he may be back for the Florida game. Broken collarbone, it's a 4 to 8 week deal. You count this week, that puts him right on pace to be back in right around that 4 week time frame. I'm not going to sit here and say that Josh Smith is Alvin Kamara to this offense, or Josh Dobbs to this offense, or Josh Malone to this offense. But you're going to feel Josh Smith's absence. Dude, he's a dang good route runner. Dang good hands, understands the coverages. And if you ain't careful, you line up as a DB and go, oh, man, look at this little white boy. This little white boy can't run past me. Okay. All right. Think that if you want to. Oh, look at the white boy in the backfield, Georgia Tech. He probably just a power guy. Oh, okay. Talking about Nathan Cottrell. All right. Boy running 4.43. He's fast. really good news for Tennessee. Josh Smith is back early.
Yeah, saying it's a shoulder sprain and not a break in the collarbone.
Boy, we need Josh Smith for the Florida game. We need great route runners. You need the style of, especially the Florida game, the style of defense that they've played over years. You got to kill him with the curl routes. You got to kill him with the comebacks. You got to kill him with great route running. You're not just going to run past these dudes. You're not going to line up and go, okay, I'm about to run the go route. Try to outrun me. No. It has to be done with great technique getting open. And Josh Smith is one of the best on our football team at doing that. And hopefully he'll be back for that Florida game and he'll be ready to go. Just he's had so much bad luck, you know, with the knees freshman year, then with the ankle and 14, and then with the groin, and then now with the shoulder, and then a little dust up during the summer. Had to give his roommate had to give him a three piece. Sometimes that happens, you know. Had to give him, you know. Sometimes you gotta give your friends a three piece. Let them know that, hey man, we friends, but don't disrespect me. I will put these hands on you. Well, he had to do that.
So a little left right haymaker.
He had to do that, and that was a bit of a distraction. But he moved past that, and good. I'm glad for him and his family. Just a really stinky run of luck for Josh Smith. Dan says, what about the hurdle? You damn right.
Still positive.
Damn
though.
Right.
Still positive outlook.
Damn right.
You know, he's still not only tweeting positivity, but you can tell by the way he's walking out that he's going to come back from this. And you can be confident that Josh Smith will return from this injury.
I was having a conversation with a young white male. And even he was like, yeah, man, Josh Smith, he's not that fast. What? Yes, he is. You just think he plays wide receiver, and he's white. You just think he's not fast. And then I highlighted, did you see that Georgia game? Did you see him hurdle that Arkansas State player? Josh Smith is explosive. And during 110s, Josh Smith is one of the fastest guys on this football team. And they were like, yeah, you're probably right. Like, yeah, you got a good point there. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, man, Josh Smith is – when healthy, dude is super athletic.
Believe it or not, a pretty solid basketball player growing up as well. Pretty solid basketball player. They hit a growth spurt, and it was all football from then on.
Can you shoot the J?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Point guard on the AAU team. Played on the same AAU team for a couple years. Good buddy. Oh, yeah, he could shoot, man. He could rain.
All right.
That was probably his strength, defense and the three ball.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
Classic white dude stuff. As a basketball player,
he'd still take you to the 10, but he was much smaller back then.
Yeah, Josh Smith is an athlete. Don't let anyone tell you he's not. Don't let anyone tell you, oh, he's just a possession receiver. That's like when you line up against Jordy Nelson. You're like, oh, yeah, he's white. He won't run past me. He's just a possession receiver. And then all you see is Jordy Nelson's last name. That's all you're looking at because he just ran past you. And then he caught it, and he's running away from you. Don't get caught up. Dude's fast. Josh Smith is fast. So really good news that he's going to be back. That's going to help Kevin Beard out a whole lot. Got nothing but love with Juwan Jennings. He's a dog. He has ability to put himself in a position to play the next level. I don't know if he can handle that room being the leader himself. I don't know that yet. I'm not saying that he can't. I just have not seen that yet, and I want to see him do that. Being the oldest dude in the room – to Juwan, without Josh Smith, he's the oldest dude in the room. That's a ton of pressure on you if you're Juwan. Juwan has never been the number one receiver. This is his first time.
You say it's a ton of pressure, is in Juwan's case alone, is it a good type of pressure for him?
Yes. Yes. If he responds to it the right way, you know.
Just another opportunity for him to grow as a player.
Well, and let me explain. Let me take it a step further. When I mean pressure, I mean everything you do is under a microscope because you're one of the leaders. Whether you go to Birmingham or talk to the media or not, your teammates look at you. They look to you. They follow the beat of your drum. They do that. Whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not, they do that because you made plays last year. And so now they're looking at everything you do. So if you are going from period 8 to period 9, and offensively you just worked on the defensive side of the football field, and now you got to go back to the offensive side of the football field. If you're walking, a young receiver go, man, look at Juwan, he walking, so I can walk too. And then the moment a coach calls out you but sees Juwan and doesn't call him out too, then you're like, okay, I see. Okay, yeah, I ain't Juwan. And that's when it's planted in your mind, okay, people get treated differently. So if you're Juwan, you prevent that from ever happening by jogging, knowing that, man, everyone's looking at you.
Take care of your business.
Everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
That's how you got to approach it. Everyone's looking at me. Every little thing I do, I gotta be early to the wide receiver meetings. I got to sit up front, man. There's only two rows in the wide receiver meeting room. It's only two rows. But I got to sit up front, and I want to be the closest to maybe the monitor. I want to have my notebook out. I want to be asking questions. I want to be vocal. Because if I'm doing it, now everyone else is going to do it. That's what I mean by pressure. Like, every single thing Juwan does, that whole group is looking, and they're following. Because the coaches treat Juwan with love, because he's a playmaker. I mean, you treat your guys who make plays, you treat them better than everybody else. That's just how it is. It's natural. But you gotta handle that power the right way. You can't handle it like a Derrick Rodgers, who's like, yeah, I make plays, and coaches are not going to get onto me like they do other players, so I'm going to milk that, and I'm not going to go hard. So now other receivers, young receivers will say, oh, man, look at Derrick. He's not going hard. Well, I don't have to go hard either. No, man, you got to go hard too. So that's what I mean by pressure. Josh Smith being out. Mm-hmm. Josh Smith was the oldest in that room. He's a different type of leader, so to speak, as a Juwan, because Juwan is vocal. Juwan would catch the ball, run past you, and go, oh, man, you sorry. I made a good play. T's table, you want some of this? Like, Juwan has fun. Like, he's vocal. Josh leads by example, but Josh is going to be out with the shoulder. So now it's all on Juwan. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Every single thing that he does. And if I'm Coach Beard, if I'm Larry Scott, I'm sitting Juwan down and go, hey, man, everyone's following you. This is what I need you to do. I need you to be first in every drill. I need you to over-exaggerate your excitement. I'm not saying that he's not excitement, but I need you to lead this group. They're young. They're going to follow you. And Trooper had that conversation with me. He did. He had that conversation with me. And those are the dynamics on the football team that you're not going to hear about unless there's a former player on the microphone talking about it. You're not going to hear about those dynamics. Because all people will talk about is coaches' comments that were from press conferences. They'll talk about the comments. Go, oh, yeah, well, Coach Jones said this player has a chance to play. Okay, well, let's talk about that player's chance to play. You rarely get people really diving in and explaining the dynamics that happens within a group or within a team. And it could be the difference between one win, one touchdown, one first down, 1 yard. It could be the difference. Hour three continues. Hour three is powered by Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Men, I got a simple question for you. Do you know your numbers? If you don't, you can feel like you again. The Low T Center, 6 locations here in Tennessee, a new location right there in Murfreesboro. LowTCenter.com. You can feel like you again. Low testosterone treatment can help you regain your youth and vitality. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain Event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners at Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby balls. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and West Town Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, it's time to get back in the game. Did you know that one in every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? I know mine. Low T Center makes it quick and easy. You walk in, take a simple blood test, and you know your results within minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or go to lowtcenter.com.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to the Sun Sphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and much more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. Everyone will be asking you where you got your cool t-shirt from. Again, Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue or at nothingtoofancy.com.
Hey, I love you.
What?
Nothing. Shake it, babe. That's up. You're my best friend!
You're listening to The Swain Event.
I am really jealous of Charlie Burris this morning. Really jealous. Because I was at Nothing Too Fancy last week. Picked out couple shirts. One black had really colorful, had Knoxville right in front of it, was real nice. And then another shirt, it said 865, it spelled out, one of my favorite shirts. And then another shirt had the United States of all 50 states outlined, and then it had the state of Tennessee colored in orange, another favorite shirt. But this shirt you're wearing, Charlie, I don't have that shirt, man.
This one is sweet for anyone who's just listening on radio. It has the state of Tennessee colored in orange, and just right below it, it says Tennessee, nice and simple, and it's this cool, like, beige color. But this shirt, yeah, Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue, downtown. Coolest t-shirts in Knoxville. I love these guys. They hooked us up with some sweet shirts, and Go to their store. Go online, nothingtoofancy.com. You can get these yourself.
You know what that shirt will go really, really, really good with?
Pair of navy shorts.
I'm taking a step further.
It's the Jim Harbaughs.
Taking a step further.
Than the Harbaughs?
I'm taking it a step further.
Oh, man.
Derek Dooley's orange pants.
Yeah.
And what type of shoes did Derek Dooley wear with the orange pants? He wore the brown shoes.
The other shoes, yep.
He wore the brown shoes.
And this has like brown accents.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That would look sweet.
I'm going with the Derek Dooley look with that t-shirt, man.
I need to see you in that outfit right
You're
there.
You're probably not going to see me in that outfit.
We're going to make a bet. Whenever you lose that bet.
That's
what you're going to have to do.
Orange pants. And I don't think you're going to see me in that. But hey, if you want to make a bet, maybe.
I'm going to find a way.
I haven't seen any orange pants. Do they still sell those?
Oh, I'll get you a pair.
Nah, they still sell them, man. They still sell them at Alumni Hall. Everything is orange over there, man. So I'm pretty sure they are right there at Alumni Hall. Last time I checked, still selling orange pants. 865-337-7615. J.C. Horn, 4-star corner, son of Joe Horn. Remember Joe Horn? Played for the Saints, scored a touchdown, whipped out the cell phones, pretend like he was dialing a number on it. One of the best touchdown celebrations ever. But J.C. Horn is making a name for himself. 6 foot, 175 corner. He's picking between South Carolina and Tennessee right now. Tons of offers, 39 offers to be exact, and a ton of crystal ball predictions went Tennessee's way. So Tennessee continues to light it up in recruiting in this class.
The assumption right now for him is that he will be headed to Tennessee. We actually, in our Twitter report, we already have an article written that he will be coming, so hopefully that was not put together in vain.
But I hope not.
I believe he doesn't.
Delete.
He announces it 7 o'clock tonight, I think. Something like that. And it's gonna be aired on television. But I'd have to check where. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, he has a good relationship with South Carolina coaches, really good relationship with the Tennessee coaches. He says Tennessee is a family atmosphere. But he has probably the best relationship with the South Carolina guy that's recruiting him. So we will see. I mean, you really can't go wrong with either pick. You know, if you're trying to play, for a really good defense coordinator, and you know, Carolina's had really good corners for years. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be biased here and sit here and act like Tennessee's corners have been better over the last 10 years than South Carolina's. They have it. You know, South Carolina's put in guys like freaking Dunton Robinson and Stephon Gilmore and Jonathan Joseph. I mean, they've had a lot of successful corners.
DJ Swearinger in the safety position.
DJ Swearinger. How about Darren Stewart?
Yeah.
Safety. You know, he's actually from Huntsville, Alabama. So they do a good job with safeties and corners there at South Carolina. I'm not going to even sit here and lie to you. But crystal ball prediction has Tennessee at 78% and South Carolina at 22% for J.C. Horn, one of the best players in the state of Georgia. And if you are one of the best players in the state of Georgia, chances are you're one of the best players in the country. I mean, that's just it. You are one of the best players in the country. So awesome job Tennessee's doing right now with recruiting. Offensive line class is really, really, really good. And hopefully we get everything situated with the offensive line moving forward, because there's some questions with the O-line. But there's really no questions about the young linemen we have coming in. The Trey Smiths and the Cade Mays, like that group looks like it's going to be a lot better than the group in the last 2-3 years offensive line. And I'm not trying to say that they're not good, but I'm speaking to how really good these upcoming offensive linemen for Tennessee will be. Alex says TK was better before Martinez, ball hawk, playmaker. I'd like to see what he does with Coach Warren at DB. I mean, TK, all he had was Coach Martinez. I mean, Coach Martinez was here in 13. And then TK came in at 14, so TK, all he's known here at Tennessee is Coach Martinez. So I don't know if Alex is talking about his days at Webb, but this is only TK's second coach, and Coach Warren, I've heard nothing but good things about Coach Warren. You know, you're seeing a different Justin Martin. You're seeing a Najee Warrior
It looks like he is putting himself in a really good position to start at strong safety. And I will tell you now, he's talented. But if he has, and this is another warning I'm giving you, I hope you don't read this as negative. Because you have a group of really good safeties, and Micah and TK and Nigel from an athletic standpoint, Nigel can't afford to have any mental breakdowns because he'll get pulled. I would pull him if I'm Shoop or Charter Warren and we're playing a game and there's a man running wide open and you score a touchdown and I got a guy that's just as good lining guys up and making plays as Nigel. Now, Nigel's more athletic, but I would pull Nigel. Dude, TK got pulled Oklahoma 2014 when that running back was wide open on the wheel route. TK got pulled just like that. And he redeemed himself and came back in against Georgia that year on the road, had a great pick where he baited the quarterback. Yep. Yeah, I remember that. So that's a good thing for Coach Jones. You got this highly rated player, Najee Warrior, legacy. Politically puts a lot of pressure on you to play him, just like it puts a lot of pressure on you to make sure Ty Chandler and all these in-state players are having success too. But if Najee Warrior messes up, you got some nice little insurance behind him, and two guys that have played at a high level that may not bust with their assignment. So Nigel is probably going to be the starter, but he can't afford to have poor alignment and poor assignment because there's two guys behind him that the coaches trust too.
Probably the most interesting thing that came out of spring practice and now fall practice combined was the defensive backs, because coming out of last season, the assumption, at least on my part, was that that position was just going to be horrid. Like, it was really in a bad spot. And it's actually shaped up pretty nicely. It's, I would say, as far as the defense goes, probably the strongest position on the defensive unit. So,
you were worried about the cornerbacks more than the safeties.
Yes, but the safeties were a little more set with TK and Nigel. But yeah, the cornerbacks, it doesn't look to be too shabby of a unit.
Patrick Brown from GoVols 24/7, man. He got me all over the place right now. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel about this. He put out his top position groups in Tennessee, and I don't really know how to feel about it. I need some help. After the break, I'll tell you what he said. We will discuss it. Hour 3 is powered by Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Right now, until the end of the month, if you go and sign up at Nautical Boat Club, right there, Concord Marina, Nautical Boat Club, no dues in the month of September. Really cool special they have going on right now until the end of August. 865-337-7615.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
It's going to be sunny today with a high of 82 and a low around 61. Tomorrow, there will be more sunshine with another high of 82 and a low around 61. Saturday looks to be mostly sunny with a high near 84. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need, all for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000. Or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Personal foul, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
The Swain Event on Sports Radio 1180, the VOZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Bradley Matthews, you during the break earlier in the show were telling me about an article Mr. Patrick Brown put out ranking the position groups. Bradley, you mind sharing it with me? Do you mind, sir?
Like I asked you? Don't mind at all.
Okay.
You mean go through the position groups?
No, I want you to give me the rankings, Patrick Brown's rankings. I want you to let me know.
All right, number 10, the position group, tight end. Number 9 is wide receiver. Number 8, cornerback.
Okay.
Number 7, linebacker. Number 6, quarterback.
Okay.
Number 5, defensive end.
All right.
Number 4, defensive tackle. Fourth best position for Tennessee right now is defensive tackle. Number 3, offensive line.
Whoa. Pump those brakes. Put it in reverse. Who do you say was number 3?
The offensive line.
Okay. Number 2?
The safety position.
Number 1?
The running back position.
Oh. Now, let me give you a warning.
7.5 minutes.
I'm going to give you a warning.
All right.
There are some really positive things about this list, but there's also some concerns about this list. Just give you a warning before I get an email about negativity. There's both sides of this, okay? If number one is running backs, that means, my gosh, the freshman running backs are looking good. They're looking good. There's a big concern about who's going to play behind John Kelly. If that's the best position group on the roster, whoo, man, Ty Chandler's looking good. Man, Tim Jordan's looking good. All the rest of the running backs, I'm missing one freshman running back. He's looking good, too.
Trey Coleman.
Along with John Kelly, man, they're looking good. Number one, over the group with 111 starts in between them in the offensive line.
Two spots ahead.
Now 98 with Chance Hall out, but yes.
All right, who's number two again?
Safeties.
Oh, I like that. Feeling good about the safeties. Last defense, last line of defense.
That's my number one position.
Nigel Warrior, TK, Micah Abernathy. If you want to throw Rashawn Golden in there.
Theo
Jack, T-Jack. Oh, man, I feel good about the safeties. But the O-line being number three, that's a concern. That's a concern. A group with 111 starts returning.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's only a concern because it's not clear far and away the number one position group on your team.
It's a bit of a concern.
And it should be.
You know, you've had some injuries in fall camp. So yeah. You got some guys that play a lot of games that probably won't play at all. You got some highly rated players still trying to figure out where they belong. That's a bit of a concern. That's a bit of a concern. Again, for those selective listeners, I just pointed out two positives, but one concern. Yeah. O-line, at three, you would have thought that this O-line was going to carry this team and put this team on its back. Running backs? With a first-time starter in John Kelly and a group of freshmen behind him that pretty much passed up Carlin Fields and me is number one.
And how do those running backs look if the offensive line isn't your team leading unit? Because that, I mean, if your offensive line's not doing their job, your running back's going to have a hard time. So,
Correct. So I love me some Patrick Brown, but boy, I hope he's wrong. I want to see the O-line be number one. I want to see O-line, safety, and running backs. That's the group that I would love to see, one, two, and three, that I think is best for this team to be successful. You can have – dude, number one can be running backs all day. Number one can be receivers all day. But no one throwing the ball to them and they don't have protection, then it affects a running back and a receiver. Receiver, you got to count on so many other people to get the ball. Running back, you got to count on the line to block. We need that O-line to be up there. Now, Coach Jones, again, I have this ability to read the Coach Jones' comments because, number one, I know what's going on. And number two, I'll take a class in Bush Jones. I kind of know what he means when he says certain things. But a couple days ago, he was quoted talking about how the offensive line needs to show more consistency. What do you think he meant there? Well, it means they need to be better. And that's why right now they are third, according to Patrick Brown. That's why right now there is a little bit of concern. That's why you haven't had as many scrimmages that you wanted to have with the O and the defense because the O-line has had some injuries and you are afraid, number one, that somebody might get hurt. Number two, they're not giving the defense a look if they're not playing great. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. It's always been like that. It always will be like that. Always. So the tackle that was going up against Derrick Barnett all year last year in practice, you don't think that guy was gotten better? Got better every single day? Absolutely got better every single day. But if you're going up against a walk-on defensive end and you're beating him, you're not getting any better. So challenge. It's been a challenge for our team this fall camp because of some of the guys being out, the offensive line being out. So we need them to put it together, quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Star winning, coming out of high school, I understand why you would see defensive tackle position group overall up there when you're ranking these from top to bottom. But D-tackle at number four, what are our thoughts?
I'm okay with that because of the injury to Shaw Tuttle, because of Khalil McKenzie. We're looking at him, and we hope that he comes into his own now in his third year. Had injury last year. We know what happened first year, trying to adapt, had to lose some weight, didn't play senior in high school. I'm okay with D-tackle being four. Like, I'm okay. Because I look at the safeties, and there's a lot of guys that played a lot of games at safety.
I'm not trying to move them up.
But you mean
I'm
like,
saying if anything, they're dropping for me.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, you move past Khalil, and then
Shai Tuttle?
Shai Tuttle and Kendall Vickers.
Kendall Vickers.
And then what? I mean, where are you at?
You've got three guys, two that are healthy.
You feel comfortable with Matthew Butler?
We just haven't seen it yet, so it's hard to say that. You feel comfortable because of what he's supposed to do coming in.
They like Matthew Butler.
But we like Matthew Butler from what we've seen.
Yeah, but they
looks like a freak.
They
but we haven't seen him yet.
I know, but they like him, and he's in there getting some good reps.
And what's the word been on Alexis Johnson? He's been floating out there. He's a possibility. Came in, I believe, 4-star JUCO transfer, and ended up having to sit out because he was charged with domestic assault. But ended up all that got dropped. But
I think four is a really good spot. Like I know you wonder if that's too high, but if this defensive line is the fourth best position group, when you look at safety, the experience and talent there, when you look at O-line experience, all the experience there. 3-4. That's pretty good considering Shaw Tuttle coming off two major injuries. Khalil McKenzie haven't done much so far. Kendall Vickers he's a solid player, but he is not someone that defense are going to say, hey, we gotta put two guys on this guy. Not yet. I mean, there's not really anyone that's dominated consistently for a year or 2 years, or even played for a whole year because of injury or either some little bit of underachieving. So to be in that fourth spot, that's pretty good. That means Alexis Johnson, Kendall Vickers, maybe Matthew Butler, maybe Eric Crosby, maybe some of the younger guys are showing up and looking pretty good. I'm a little concerned about that number three, though. O-line should be number one. Should be number one. But gotta get healthy. Gotta taper things down a little bit. Fall camp is over. Now it's time to get guys healthy. More walkthroughs. More thud. More mental reps. Let's just hope that when it's game time, they know that it's time to crack heads. It's time to take guys to the ground. That's always a challenge, balancing that. That's our time for today here in the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Thank you so much for listening. Before we go, turn in your old mattress. Get $400 towards your new mattress at Better Mattress and BetterMattress.com. That is BEDR Mattress.com. For Charlie, Burris, Brad Matthews, I'm Jason Swain. The Swain Event's fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Like always, peace and love.